Good afternoon. Welcome to the Live Well Lifestyle Teleseminar. This is our second one, and I'm excited to be your host. I'm Perry A. My intention for the group is to share ways to understand that suffering is optional. Most of our suffering is mental, and ways that we can avoid falling into the negative trap, which is so human. I mean, we all do it, but to learn to train your mind not to think the worst of every situation, but the best of every situation. So my intention for the group is to create a safe place where we can express our concerns without judgment, to find an inner peace and love without giving up who we are to please another, and where we can be authentic and truthful and respect another's truth as well. And I wanted to start today. I love the Louise Hay cards, and I drew a wisdom card for this group. So our quote for the day is, "All is well in my world. Everything is working out for my highest good." Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. And that's such a beautiful message to remind us that the universe and life supports us. Everyone really wants what's to our highest good. And the universe, when you clarify what you want and you make it known, very, very understood, in an understood manner, the world is just set up to bring it to you. Now, we have to allow it in and deem ourselves as worthy of receiving, because sometimes people try to give us a compliment or give us something and we turn it down, or if you do something nice for me, I have to do something nice or nicer back to you, rather than just accepting. I don't know why it's so hard for women to accept, but we seem to have a difficult time with it. So to recap last month when we had our first session, we talked about loving ourselves. And some of your homework was to look for and record your blessings, to every day to sit down for just a little while and make a list of the things you're thankful for and just look around and at all you have to appreciate. We are so much more than we give ourselves credit for. We have achieved so much more. We do so much more. And just because we do it, we kind of think, oh, well, if I can do it, anyone can do it. But it really is great. And you have certain traits and things that you do that no one else does quite like you. So we all have something of value to offer one another. And then the other part of our homework was to look for the best in others, to compliment them, to support and uplift them, to allow them to be more than they appear to be sometimes in our eyes, to believe they will find their way, you know, after all we did. So instead of judging people, find something. If you have a judgment about them, you have to find three things you like about them. And I did that with my children one time because my daughters are all in water. They're totally different in personality style. And they're always bickering and trying to change the other one to be like them or criticizing them. Or they used to. Thank goodness they outgrew that. And one time one daughter was criticizing the other one and I said, okay, tell me three things you like about your sister. And she said, I have to think about that a little bit. And I said, well, just come up with one thing. She said, well, she has good hair. And I had to laugh, and I said, well, that's a start. If you can find one, you can find two more. Keep going. So it's accepting our differences and our uniquenesses and loving each person for who and what they are. We also talked last week about letting go of worry, that you have a designated worry time instead of worrying all the time. Just set aside 15 minutes a day and write down your worries when you have them, and you have to reserve your worries to this 15 minutes. And then if you put your 15 minutes in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m., if you really want to worry, you have to set your alarm clock up, get up, worry, and then go back to sleep. And if you miss your worry time, you have to save your worries till the next worry time. And worrying is just boring trouble. Most of the time, it's our imagination that has jumped out of control and is looking for the worst situation. Human beings that we are, we imagine the worst things instead of the best. So letting go of worry can really lighten your load. I have a beautiful poem that came to me this week that I would like to share with you. It's by an author called John O'Donohue. He's an Irish poet. And it says, "Come home to yourself. May all that is unforgiven in you be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquilities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love." And that's my wish for you today. This will be posted, as with all the exercises we do, and Cheryl will send out a notice when the replay of the seminar is ready, and there'll be a link there where you can go and get this page, so you don't have to write these down. They'll be available to you. But may all that is unforgiven in you be released. How beautiful would it be to get rid of the burden of holding forgiveness in our heart, unforgiveness, to be able to forgive and let go and pass on. If you really want to free yourself and be unlimited, carrying unforgiven thoughts and anger in your heart really limits you and burdens you, keeps it from being the true love that you are. So may all that is unforgiven in you, conscious and unconscious, be released. May your fears yield their deepest tranquilities. Often is the case when you walk through the fears on the other side, you find something beautiful and it's not as scary as you thought. And when you cast the light on the shadows go away. So may your fears yield their deepest tranquilities. May all that is unlived in you blossom into a future graced with love. We have so much unlived potential. We have so much unlived desires. What is something you've desired to do and never given yourself permission to do? It wasn't the time, or you didn't have enough money, or the kids came along and you've kind of shuffled yourself to the bottom of the deck and buried your desire. Be it painting or flower arrangement or traveling or whatever, begin it now. And remember our quote, the beginning of the day, "All is well in my world. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe." So if you have something you want to do, everything is working out so that you can do it. You don't have to know the how-to right now. Just trust and have that desire and share it. Go inside and meditate on it. Mike Dooley says, if you focus on anything for 17 seconds, the universe can't not respond with what you're requesting. So 17 seconds isn't a very long time. But you need to be specific in what you ask for, because the universe will bring you whatever you ask for. So be very specific. Maybe you want more income. Maybe you want $3,000 more a month. And just focus on that for 17 minutes. And you have to know where it's going to come from. You don't have to know what you'll have to do to get it. It's not like you have to make a plan right then and take action. Just focus on it and then be aware of the opportunities that show up and the ones that really call to your heart. There may be a lot of opportunities that show up, but some of them won't ring your bell. Go with the one that rings your bell. We did a meditation last week on accepting yourself just as you are, warts and all, to totally love and accept yourself and your life and everything about it. And I want you to know you can go back and do that meditation with yourself anytime. Just sit and breathe and allow and love everything about yourself. I mean, it's who you are at this moment. It can be changed later. But for right now, just love and appreciate it. I'm going to go over. This is a time, if you all have any questions that you want to ask, we have a Q&A session online where you can send your request and ask questions. And I did want to say that last week after our session, there were two emails that came in. One was from Margaret in Lytle, Texas. She said, "Thank you for helping me to remember. I can't change things, but I can change my mind about things and find more inner peace so I can make better decisions." And you know, Margaret, that's all this is about, is remembering. We get it, we lose it, we get it again. So the little quotes and the daily uplifting messages help remind us and keep us on track. Thank you for that. And then I had one from Gail in Longview. She said, "The key is to first love yourself, as you said. And the way to do that is self-forgiveness. My great friend and mentor gave me the gift of prayer of self-forgiveness. And I say, not by rote, but by understanding." She's repeating it. "I've spent my life kicking myself for wrong decisions in my life. And now when the past comes to mind, I stop and do self-forgiveness. I look in the mirror every day and tell myself I love myself. Coming to the place of loving myself and accepting myself, I'm able to love others." That is well put, Gail, beautifully said, and something that we can all share. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share that on my website, on our review page for the day, because you condensed it down right there. It's what we all do. You spoke for all of us there, and I think this relates to everyone. And do stop and do self-forgiveness. "I forgive myself for anything I may have done, conscious or unconscious, to you that may have brought you harm or suffering. I forgive you for anything I may have perceived that you have done to me that has, I have internalized and brought myself suffering. And ask for the most benevolent outcome for all. So if any of you have any questions that you would like to share or any comments, you can go on your website and type them in. I'm going to go back over to the phone line. We have quite a few people on the phone line, and ask if anyone has anything they would like to share or say. If you will punch *6 on your phone, I believe that's right. Oh, to unmute *7 to talk. Then that will show me that you're on the line and you have your hand raised, and I can acknowledge you and open that line. We are going to do a meditation today. We did a meditation last week. Today I want to take you to the Valley of Peace and Harmony. And it's a lovely place to go. The only thing is, before you go in, there's a big bin there, and you have to leave all your worry and your concerns, your regrets and your unforgiveness is in the box, because you don't want to contaminate the Valley of Peace and Harmony. And so we'll do that toward the end of the show. I had another quote I wanted to share with you from my friend Mike Dooley. If I can find where I put it. Here it is. You know, we're talking about, is there something you want to do that you haven't done before? One thing that all famous authors, world-class athletes, business tycoons, singers, actors and celebrated achievers in any field have in common is that they all began their journeys when they were none of these. Isn't that beautiful? A beautiful reminder. You don't have to be perfect when you start. You grow and you perfect as you go, and it's just taking those steps and getting out and doing what your heart desires that brings you such joy. And all of this, when you get in that joyful, peaceful state, your body is going to respond to that in loving ways, and healing is going to take place on levels that you cannot understand. So even though I normally talk about play and healing, there's much more at play in healing about our mental attitude and loving ourselves. Excuse me. Well, I don't see any hand raises. I'm going to go back over to the Q&A page. We don't have anything there. So let's put on a little music and do a meditation today. And let me see if I can. So I want everybody to get comfortable, find a comfortable chair, and just sit back and relax. I'm going to adjust the music so you can hear it a little bit in the background. Follow the sound of my voice. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and relax. Deep breathing is good. Most of us are tense. Our energy is outside of us. I want you to bring your energy into your body, into your heart. Just feel it come in as you relax. Take a deep breath in. Exhale and relax. Follow the sound of my voice. We're going up a path, and there is a gate, and it says the Valley of Peace and Harmony. And to the left of the gate is a big bin where you can stash your backpacks, your worry, your concerns, anything that is stressing you. And put it all in there. It'll be kept safe, and you can pick it up when you come back if you really want to. So we're going into the valley, and as we walk into the valley, we see a beautiful green meadow, just the richest green you've ever seen. And surrounding the meadow is a row of trees, sort of a protective circle around this gorgeous meadow. It's on a hill, kind of a rolling hill, going down in little rolling hills. And you want to kick off your shoes and just run through the deep clover and the grass. And as you walk slowly, you can hear the birds singing, and you look around and you see all the vibrant colors of the rainbow, the wildflowers, the birds are singing, and every shade of green imaginable. It's the most beautiful, serene place you can imagine. It brings you to a great deal of peace, and you take off your shoes and you spread your arms out and you run through the grass and you feel the cool clover beneath your grass, your feet. And down below the hill you hear water running, and there's a brook, a little stream, and beside it is a boat that's tied up. And the boat has these beautiful soft pillows at one end, and you're invited, you feel this invitation to get in the boat, to shove off, sit back on the pillows, and there's a canopy over the river of beautiful trees, the cypress trees, and you can hear the rustling of the cottonwood trees as that line the bank, and they shade the river. So as you're laying back in the boat, you're feeling the coolness, you hear the water running, and the boat just follows the flow of the river. You don't have to paddle or look where you're going. You know that it's safe. You know that the water around you is safe. There's nothing to fear. And you can just lay back and close your eyes and drink in all the sounds, the peacefulness, the security. And you lay your hand over it and let it dip down into the water and feel the cool, fresh water running through your fingers, knowing you're safe and there's nothing that's going to harm you. And you relax and you let go. And you release and you go into a deep, peaceful state. The world supports you. Everything is working to your highest good. All your worries and concerns, as you relax and let go at this moment, are being taken care of magically without any input from you. You've already sent your letter, sent your communication, and as you relax and just enjoy the beauty that surrounds you and the God gifts, and are just in a state of appreciation, there is a healing factor going through your body from your head to your toe, releasing any held anguish, anger, fear, manifestation, toxins that are in your body. And as you breathe out, you expel these toxins and this waste matter that's no longer serving your highest good. It served its purpose, and it's time to release and let go. And with your hand in the water, feeling that coolness, you know that all is well. And just for a moment, I'm going to pause the talking and let you just drift in the river. No worries about where you end up. You will come back, the river runs full circle, and you will be back at the starting point. For some of you, your mind is wondering, where is the river taking me? How will I get back? So it's all taken care of. There's nothing to worry about. You are totally supported. As the water supports the boat, life is supporting you in this moment with all goodness coming your way. And you breathe, and you relax. And savor the still, soft moment. The coolness. Occasional flickering of sunlight coming through the trees. And you drift with no cares, no worries, no time schedule. All is well, and all is beautiful. Breathe and relax. Be still. Listen for the voice of God. If you have a question you're wanting to ask, ask it of God. And ask if He has an answer for you. And clear your mind. And notice what answer flows across your mind, the silent space in your mind. And just relish this opportunity to be very still and quiet in your mind. And gradually open your eyes and come back to the room, to your physical setting, as your boat is anchored now right on the shore, right where you started. It came full circle. And it's time to get up from the beautiful pillows and walk across the meadow with a light heart, much lighter than when you started your journey, and mosey up to the gate, and you turn around and you want to give thanks and appreciation to the Valley of Peace and Harmony and the Meadow of Tranquility, and for your time spent there. Just send a little private thank you. And as you go through the gate, you look at the bend to the left, and you get to decide, do you want to get your baggage that was stored there, or do you want to leave it? It will be taken care of. You have a choice. The choice is yours. Well, I'd like to know how you enjoyed that. Turn the sound down a little bit, excuse me. And for today, there is another little meditation to follow this. I want you to think about what experiences from the past seem to disturb your peace of mind. And imagine giving the past to the presence of love, letting go of all of it just this moment. So anything in the past that may be disturbing your peace of mind, oh, regrets, angers, unforgiveness, and imagine giving it to the presence of love, letting it go for just this moment. Remind yourself, only in this moment I am whole and free. This instant is the only time there is. Do this with as many disturbing thoughts or unhappy things that come to mind. Let your thoughts return to the future. Are there worries and concerns or fear about what lies ahead that seem to inhibit your peace of mind? Imagine placing the future into the hands of love, or God, or Christ, or Buddha, or whoever your higher power is. Say silently to yourself, who lives in me now, the voice of fear or the voice of love? I place my future in the hands of love. These exercises, again, will be written out for you so you can go back and get them. You don't have to worry them. Take some time to go over what we've done today and to think about what's bothering you in the past and get rid of that unfinished business, self-forgiveness, and I'll share Gail's little message about self-forgiveness on the outline for everyone. I'd love to hear from you and know if you're enjoying these, what you would like to work on, if there's anything specific. Let me see if we have any questions or comments. Barbara from Harvest, Alabama. Are these sessions recorded so I can listen to them later? Yes, you will get an email probably tomorrow. Cheryl will take them and fix them up, and they will be archived, and there will be a link on the message she sends, and you can click on it, go to the archive, and click on the date, and the whole conversation will be there, so you can go back and listen to them again. And also, there will be a page there, a link to a page that has the outline of what we discussed today available for you. And thank you. Thank you for reminding me to share that with people. Well, our time is just about up. Again, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I kind of skipped on over that if we have any new listeners. I'm the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. I'm the clay lady, the expert on clay, the living clay. That's one of my identities. Before that, I was a motivational, humorous speaker. And one of these days, I'm going to do dessert readings with you. I was a dessert analyst. I can tell your personality by your dessert of choice. It's all right there, and you don't have to take the Myers-Briggs test. It's a fun way to connect with your own greatness. And We'll do that one day. And before that, I was a mother and a housewife for 27 years and lived on a ranch in Seymour, Texas. My kids grew up in 4-H. They showed everything from rabbits to horses to livestock. Their main love was the horses. They were very active in play days, and then they managed to graduate into Western pleasure and horsemanship and showmanship in the quarter horse world. And it's a great place to raise your children. A small town, everyone knows them, so you always hear what they're doing, so you can keep track of them. And it's a safe place, and they learn responsibility with livestock and animals, because someone has to feed and care for them. Doesn't matter whether it's 115 degrees or if there's snow out there, they need food and water too. And if you're going to keep them corralled, you have to be responsible in taking care of them. So I was very blessed to have that for 27 years, was kicked out of my comfort zone by another woman. And today I'll just send her roses every day, because I didn't know I was an author and a speaker. I had been living my life vicariously through my husband and my children. I had no real identity of my own. And I have spoken all over the U.S. and Canada, and have written several books. And if you told me I was going to be a speaker and a writer when I was younger, I would have said, you've got to be kidding. I made a C in speech in college, so I never thought that I would be making my living at it. But my first job after the divorce was a probation officer, and I thought I was applying for a secretary job. The next thing I knew, I was carrying a gun and a badge, and I was an adult probation officer. And I had to teach a DWI class to people who didn't want to hear what I had to say. And I had humorous stories, Justin Wilson Cajun stories, about drunks and alcoholics that took the preaching out of teaching. And I realized if you can tell funny stories, that you can motivate people, and it takes the preaching out of teaching, and they're more available to listening, because they all came in the class innocent. They'd all only had one beer, and they wanted to put their heads down on and just sit in with the class for 8 hours and then go home. They weren't there to learn anything. But when I used humor, they opened up, they paid attention, they actually read the true and false question, and I realized I could motivate people with humor. So after 2.5 years of that, I decided I wanted to be a speaker, and I simply didn't know I couldn't, so I did. And I think that's one of the most things you need to learn about yourself. If there's something you really want to do, you don't have to know how. Just know that you can. And that was my desire. I had no idea how to do it. I'd talk to anybody who would listen. And I'd get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to Rochester, Texas, and talk to the Lions Club about donating their eyes to the Lions Club Eye Bank in Cajun. And each time I would tape myself. And on the way home, I didn't beat myself up. I listened to the recording and I said, how could I do that better next time? Where can I improve? And I noticed where I talked too fast. I didn't pause. I talked over my laugh lines. I was rushing. So I used it as an opportunity to learn rather than saying, oh, that was horrible, don't ever speak again. It was free, so, you know, it was a perfect practice ground. And that's how I started a career that I dearly loved and met so many wonderful people in. And one of these days I'll tell you the rest of the story. Our time is over today. I'm going to go back and see if there are any more questions that have appeared. And if you have any comments about the session, any particular things you would like to work on, I'd love to hear from you. Any things you don't like about the sessions, my email address is perrya@perrya.com. That's the shortest one I have, P perrya at perrya.com. So shoot me an email and let me know what you like or don't like and what you would like to add to the sessions. We've had a number of people on the phones today, and that's exciting. I can't always tell how many are in the on their computers, but thank you for joining me. Have a good day. And your homework for today is to uplift someone and put yourself in there. To read the Lewis Hay card every day. All is well in my world. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. Thank you, and have a fabulous month. This is Perrya signing out.